Democrats reveal priorities in so to invitees. Transgender, illegal immigrants, gun control. By Penny Starr on February 5, 2019. The Democrats in Congress are using their invited guests to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday to send a message about their priorities for this legislative session, including transgender serving in the military, illegal immigration and gun control. Politico, The Washington Post, U.S. News & World Report, and CNN reported on lawmakers and who they invited. Senator Jeff Merkley, D.R., invited mother and daughter Albertina Contreras Tellader and Jacqueline Garcia Contreras, who were allegedly separated at the southern border with Mexico while trying to enter the United States. Senator Kamala Harris, D.C.A., will bring Tricia Passeri-Dybvig, an air traffic controller who was temporarily furloughed during the recent partial government shutdown. Senator Elizabeth Warren, D.M.A., invited Saja Chariar, a housing and urban development (HUD) employee who protested during the partial government shutdown. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, D.N.Y., asked Navy Lieutenant Commander Blake Dremen, who is transgender, to attend the so too. Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., asked Rita Lewis, who wants pension reform, to join him at the so too. Senator Amy Klobuchar, D.M.N., invited Nicole Smith-Holt, who wants affordable health care after her son died because he allegedly could not afford insulin for his diabetes. Representative Eric Swalwell, D.C.A., asked Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivor Cameron Caskey to join him at the so too. Caskey has become an advocate for gun control. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D.N.Y., is bringing Anna Maria Arcola, the activist who confronted then-Senator Jeff Flake, R. Oz, during the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Representative Jimmy Gomez, RCA, invited Sandra Diaz, who allegedly worked at Trump's golf course in New Jersey while an illegal immigrant, to attend the so too. Representative Grace Meng, DNY, invited Jin Park, the first so-called dreamer to get a Rhodes Scholarship. Park, a native of South Korea, got temporary protection from deportation through former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, executive order. Representative Joe Nikas, DCO, is bringing a DACA college student, only named as Elias in his announcement, to so too. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.